Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're going to change the pace even yet again. We've spoken to our private investigator, and he'll be back next month, and we'll have a full hour with him again. However, this next lady mightn't like private investigators, but it's my pleasure to introduce to you a police lady, and she's a local area commander. She's Acting Inspector Peter Billing. Welcome, Peter.
Good morning, Alan. Actually, it's afternoon, I believe. That's how quick my day's gone.
I don't know whether to call you Peter or Acting Inspector.
Oh, Peter. Absolutely, Peter. Now, just a person at the end of the day.
One of the reasons that we wanted to get you in and to talk about it, you do have a road safety forum coming up, and it's on the 16th of September. It's between 7 and 9 p.m, and it's up at the Yarra View Road, a room up at the Yarra Racing Centre up in Yarra Glen. So, first of all, tell us a bit about what you're hoping to achieve on that night. And I know we're all concerned about the road toll. Are you looking for ideas from the public, or what's the whole concept of the night, please, Peter?
So the concept
or
of
acting,
just Peter's fine. Thank you, Alan. The concept of the night is to actually get the community together so the community can hear about what we're doing, what other agencies and key stakeholders are doing in this space, as well as what they think the local problems are. So there's a real opportunity for the community to come and voice their concerns.
I've got to ask you, sorry.
Yeah.
Let's dive it a bit too quick. What other agencies have you got coming?
Ooh, we have lots of other agencies coming. So we've got the Department of Transport. We've got a representative from the council coming along to talk about local problems. We have representatives coming along from Victoria Police, of course, from our local road policing inspector, to myself, who sits over the Yarra Rangers, as well as all of our senior sergeants that manage their areas like Yarra Glen, Hillsville, Moorabbin. There's a whole host there that we could continue to go through. CFA are coming along. I think we've got a member of Parliament coming along. And I believe we've got someone, a special guest, coming along to talk about a bit of a lived experience when it comes to road trauma.
Is your member of Parliament Cindy McLeish, do you know?
Oh, that's a tough question.
No, it's all right. Doesn't matter. It's without question. It's just we know Cindy. Cindy comes in here once a month, so we do
if
know.
If it's not Cindy, Cindy's very welcome. Everybody is welcome to come.
Now, it's on the 16th of September from 7 or 9 p.m. It's up the Yarra Glen Race Course. I've got to get it right. Could I ask you about just generally road policing? Have you found that, because anecdotal, I reckon that it's true, have you found that since COVID, people seem to be a lot more impatient on the roads? Is that right, or am I guessing it?
That's a great question. But I think that's a perception of what we have. Maybe it's because we forgot what people were like on the road before COVID too.
Possible.
There's no stats or data to prove either way, I don't think.
Isn't there?
No.
I thought there might have been, to be honest.
No. Our current road toll at the moment is 196, which this time last year we were at 190, so there has been a slight increase.
Yep. And how many of those are in what I'd call the Yarra Valley?
That's a great question too, and I actually don't have that data to say how many are just specifically us. So
I'm not putting you on a spot on purpose, sorry.
No, that's okay. And if I don't know, I'll just tell you, I'm only one person, I'll tell you that I don't know. And if I've got takeaway questions that we need to answer, then I'll take those away and I'll get them back to you, and you can get them out to your listeners.
I wouldn't mind you having a look at that, because there must be, particularly in the way of fines I'm thinking more of, or accidents, as to whether there's been more since we got back on the road. Since COVID in the last 2 years or 18 months?
I reckon, Alan, that the answer to that question will actually come from our road policing inspector, who'll be there on the night at our community forum.
Very good, but I'd like to hear too. I'm not sure I can be at the forum. and you may be right. It may just be a perception, but it just seems to me, being on the road, that we seem to be getting more impatient. Now, I'm going to ask you something, and again, this is without notice. I haven't spoken to you
beforehand. Making me nervous, Alan.
No. If I said to you, I can give you one wish, and that will bring the toll down in the Yarra Valley, what would your wish be?
My wish would be everyone has some self-awareness. So road toll and road trauma is everyone's responsibility. It's not just the enforcement side.
Yep.
When we think about the road toll, we often just think about police and what we're doing to prevent that and what tickets we're giving out for people speeding and along those lines. But road safety is everyone's responsibility. So my one takeaway would be self-reflection from all of our drivers and pedestrians walking along, that we all have a responsibility when it comes in this space. It's not just one person's problem.
Yeah. And I guess one of the things that I find, if you shock somebody a bit, I know that the poor old police, and I shouldn't say poor old police, but they do get what they call the death knock, don't they, where they've got to go and knock on a door and say to somebody, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your husband, wife's not coming home. And they know the minute they get that call that once they knock on that door, that family is never going to be the same again, are they?
Never going to be the same again.
So I guess even if there's nothing else, if we can save the police doing the death knock and saving the trauma to that family, if we did, were able to just do one, well, it's an advancement, isn't it?
It's an advancement, and it's an advancement if any of us actually do some self-reflection and think about how we drive, how we're getting distracted, you know, what's going on with the roads, if we need to fix certain things, so can we report them? I see you laughing over there, so that's an interesting point.
Well, the roads are pretty bad at the moment.
They are pretty bad at the moment. Yep. But I think if we can all do that one little takeaway and go, oh, hang on a minute, I'm doing 5 kilometres over, just take my foot off just a little bit. If we all did that, the impacts of that would bring the road toll down significantly, and that high impact that you're talking about when we do have to do death notifications, that would be reduced.
And when you say 5Ks, it doesn't sound much, but it can be the difference between life and death, can't it?
It can make a significant difference between how fast you stop and the difference that you do when you actually have that impact. So 5Ks is not a lot.
No.
We should never be in that much of a hurry that we need to go 5Ks over or 10Ks over or whatever it is. Nothing is that important than getting there safely, not only for yourself, but for your family. Yeah. For the people that care about you.
And I guess one other thing, and I like to frighten people a bit, how would you feel if you had to face the prospect of going to jail because you had done the wrong thing and you had killed somebody?
Are you talking about me from a personal perspective, how I would feel?
Well, how we all would feel, yeah.
Oh, it's a tough question too. I think when we think about those things, it's like thinking about when a loved one might pass. We don't think about those things until we get there we know someone that's had that impact. I think most things, when we look back on our own lives, we often talk, if only we could talk to our younger self.
Yes.
How many times do we have that? That big epiphany. Oh, my Lord, what if I could tell my younger self that? I think it's that moment.
Yep.
Could you re-roll back the clock and go, if only I told my younger self, nothing is that important to go 5Ks over. Nothing is that important to go that quickly. Nothing is that important that I needed to check my phone or be distracted. Mm. Or, you know, those sorts of things. So it's a good question you pose. How would I feel if you were getting locked up?
Yep.
Awful. Not only for myself, that the trauma you'd have to live with if you're the driver involved in an accident and it's your fault and you end up in that predicament, but I'd feel awful for the families and the impact and the community ripple that had been caused from one single event.
Yep.
And I think we lose sight of the road toll about that community ripple effect. It's not just the person that's involved. It's not just the family. It's not just the people that might have been in the car that have now got injuries that they have to deal with for the rest of their life. That might change their way of living.
Absolutely. There's plenty of stories out, isn't
it? It's the workforce that they're leaving behind or things have to change. It's the coffee shop that doesn't get their regular person that comes in to get their coffee in the morning. There are so many tangibles that we don't think about when it comes to road trauma.
I've got to take a quick break, but before we do that, when I was in a position where I kept getting new company cars, and we always had to go and do an advanced driving course, and I remember I think the thing that had the most impact on me was at the end of the day, when we're in there, one of the instructors said, so how many of you text when driving? And no one put their hand up. And he said, well, you're liars because you've all done it at one stage. And he looked at me and he said to me, I reckon you've done it. I said, no. And he said, so forget about whether you did or didn't. He said, go back to the last text you sent when you were driving. And I said, well, I'm not going to admit to anything. And then he said, so why were you prepared to kill somebody? Why were you prepared to die or become a paraplegic? How important was that text? And I thought, you couldn't.
It puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? We're going to come back with more. And that was a group called Gingerbread Men. Never heard of them, because that was a song made very popular by Grant Lee D. I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 p.m. with a rock and roll hit parade. We'll be playing Grant Lee D and some of those. But anyway, we're talking to our local area commander of police, Acting Inspector Peter. And we're talking very much about this Victoria Police Road Safety Forum, which is on Monday, September the 16th, from 7 to 9 p.m. up at the Yarra Glen Race Course in the Yarra View Room. Peter, I guess these things, first of all, these things are only going to work if you get the public along, and not only get them along, but you want them to input as well too, don't you?
We do. We want both. So we want you to come along. It's a really unique opportunity for the community to actually come along with all of these people in the room to address our road trauma. Yep. And ask any questions that they might have, or find out some answers that they might like to know about roads. Yep. Getting fixed and potholes getting fixed and all those fun
things.
We've
all got plenty of those.
We've all got plenty of those. So
Peter, also, can they, you say they find out, can they ask specific questions about or give some ideas? I mean, there may be some ideas out there that you would...
It's funny that you mentioned that. I'm sitting here with one of my favourite quotes in front of me, and it's Kidlin's Law. So I don't know if you've heard of Kidlin's Law before. And the principle basically states, if you can write a problem down clearly, then the matter is half solved.
Yeah, good point.
So our angle towards road safety policing could be our own unique perspective, and the community out there could have something... a problem or a solution or something different that we haven't thought of. And unless we all work collaboratively together, we won't get to the end. So I encourage people to come along on the night. They can submit a question online if they can't come for the night, and we'll put those answers up on our iWatch page so they can come back to the community too. So if you've got something out there that's bothering you, something you've seen, something you want to talk about, something we can do better, write it down. Write it down. Send it in. Come along. Talk to us.
Peter, also, you really want Peter to, you want, sorry, Peter, you're Peter. You really want people to register to come, don't you?
It'd be great if they could register to come, and that way if we have a large contingent of people coming, I can make sure that we have extra staff there to talk to everyone and have that time one-on-one with people to get these questions across. The panel on the night, if we know people are coming to and they've got specific issues and, say, Vic Roads or the local shire have lots of extra questions, we can make sure that they've got the answers to those questions before they come. And if they don't have the answers, then we can sit down and workshop them on the night and make sure they've got some support. So knowing how many is always helpful.
And in a few minutes' time, if you get your paper and pencil, Peter will give you the how to register and also how you can ask questions. So you just said an interesting thing too during that. So are some of these answers going to go up on the iWatch after the forum, are they?
Absolutely. So if we get some questions come in that we can answer, we'll send them back out to the community. I understand everybody's busy and not everyone can come along. So that doesn't exclude you from being able to ask a question or voice your opinion. So there's definitely that outlet as well for them to come in, and we'll pop them up on the iWatch page after.
And I guess for any of these forums, no matter what the forum's about, if you don't get bums on seats, to put it bluntly, then it's not going to work, is it? Because people aren't going to hear or input.
Absolutely not. Yeah. And it's not often that we run these community forums that you can come along to. It's the first one we've had specifically targeted road safety. Yep. We've had neighbourhood policing ones before, which go okay. But it's the first road safety one. So it's an opportunity that the community should be jumping at to come and attend.
Yep.
Because they don't happen very often. And it's an opportunity for them to actually have a voice, ask some questions and give some ideas and be involved.
And
help us come to the solutions together.
It gives them access to the police and all the other stakeholders. Could you just tell us those stakeholders again, please?
So the stakeholders we've got coming along, we've got some local parliament members coming along.
Yep.
We have the Department of Transport, which is also known as Vic Roads.
Yeah,
so
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, just clarify that. They all like to change their names.
They
on
do,
me.
Yep.
So Vic Roads, for people that are thinking that way. Yep. We've got the Yarra Ranges Shire Council coming along, and they're responsible for some of the local roads as well.
Yep.
So roads are owned by either Department of Transport or Vic Roads, or some of them are owned locally by the Shire.
Yep.
So depending where the issue is, that issue solution and resolution belongs to those counterparts. We've also got the CFA coming along. We've got Victoria Police experts coming along from all of our local areas as well as Road Policing Command as well. And there'll be some extras that we're trying to lock in, as well as our special guests that'll be coming to talk about a lived experience about road toll and how it's affected their family.
Because sometimes those are terrific. I went back to this talk about this. Oh, no, it was a Rotary thing I went to, that's right, where some lady who had an accident, she's now quadriplegic, I think, or paraplegic, I'm not too sure, and some people were snickering at her story, and all of a sudden she said, I wouldn't laugh, I can't even wipe my own backside. And the room went quiet.
Room dynamic changed, I'm
because
sure.
Because it's not a case only of people being killed on the roads, is it? I mean,
no.
Something like that is, she's still alive, but her whole life is gone.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a fatality to be classed as road trauma.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a fatality to actually have a massive impact on the person that's involved, as well as the family and the community as well. It impacts everybody.
Well, I mean, we are like villagers, aren't we? We all part of a thing, and our reaction today can devastate somebody else, can't they?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So again, it's on Monday the 16th of September, 7 to 9 p.m. It's the Yarra View Room, but I guess once you get into the Yarra Green Race Course, if you go in via Armstrong Grove, you'll certainly see there'll be a few police cars there, so people will see.
There'll be a few police cars there. You'll definitely see us.
Peter, look, is there anything else you want to... Well, I mean, you're going to cover not only road policing, local road trauma statistics, and also you want to know, and you're going to cover contributing factors to serious collisions, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Because I notice the police no longer refer them as accidents, and that's a pretty good reason, because 9 times out of 10 they're not an accident, are they? They're somebody's stupidity, or someone's done something wrong.
9 times out of 10 there is a contributing factor that could have been changed by the individual, and that's why I talked about self-reflection. If you had one wish, that self-reflection, why you're doing things to reduce those things and eliminate them.
Can I just ask you this, and this is a personal question, since you you're talking about younger yourself, so you joined the police force as a very young lady, but back then, once you got involved with policing and the road toll, has it changed your life too? Like you wouldn't take, I don't say you took risks, but has it actually changed the way you sort of approach driving now?
It does. It certainly does. And you see the little things that make up to a big mistake and tend to avoid those.
Yep.
But I think if we're talking from a personal perspective, the most I've taken from my experience in the police force and the road trauma that I've witnessed,
yep.
I've got 2 young kids. I've had to teach them to drive.
Yeah.
They're out now on their own. They've both got their P's.
No, thinking on, no.
I'm rolling my eyes here for those that can't see because it's radio. It's very stressful, and I'm sure there's lots of people that can relate, but probably my teaching style for them and how to be more aware and more self-conscious and have some self-reflections and a voice too, because we often forget that sometimes we're the passenger in the car that's doing the wrong thing.
Yes.
And we don't say anything. So having that voice and feeling empowered to say, yeah, this is a bit silly, you need to stop this now, or if you don't want to stop, let me out of the car.
Yeah. I always used to say to my kids, if they won't stop, just tell them you're feeling sick.
Yep.
And I'm going to be sick in your car, and they'll stop pretty
and
quick.
They'll stop
and then
pretty
get
quick.
Out.
No, absolutely they will. But there's so many things that we could do some self-reflection on, but if we all just paid attention to our own driving, the world would be a better place. Please come along. It's your one and only opportunity.
Peter, I need you to give people now to write down not so much your address, but how they're going to register and how they're going to give you the questions.
So there's a couple of ways to register. There's a few flyers around. There's one up on our iWatch page that everyone can access, and I'll actually give a copy of that to the radio. There's a QR code on that that'll take you through to register. The other way you can register, we're on Eventbrite as well, so if you search for us on Eventbrite, or you can send an email off to our local police station, which the address is UNI, so UNI dash.
Is that in capitals, or because on what I've got it's capital, is it?
It doesn't actually matter.
Does it write it?
No, it doesn't actually matter. So UNI, UNI dash Yarra Glen, which is YARRAGLEN at police.vic.gov.au.
And that Yarra... Yarra Glen is all one word. There's no...
Yarra Glen is all one word.
Yep. So, again, Monday the 16th of September. Look, it's a great opportunity. And apart from... it's not very often you can get access to these sort of people in one room, is there?
No, absolutely not. So come along, ask your questions. If you know what your questions are, submit them early. That way we can make sure we've got the answer for you on the night.
Peter, unfortunately, I've got to go. The half hour's gone extremely quickly. UNI-YarraGlen at policevic.gov.au. Thank you for coming in, and we look forward to talking to you again, Peter.
Thanks for your time.
No worries.